That's going to be an important balance, Donal, but I think it's a very significant day yesterday in the reopening, the roadmap towards the reopening of society. And it's a reflection of the really hard work that everyone has put in and by all of the public in terms of actually complying with the restrictions over the last period of time to make sure that we can keep the numbers low. And it's important that we do continue that now as we reopen. It's really significant in relation to addition of the capacity now for people to meet one another, the returning of outdoor training, outdoor sports, the returning of religious services and masses, for example, for people up to 50, and also importantly as well the return of click and collect retail from the 10th of May, with full reopening of retail by the 17th of May, and also then a timeline as well in relation to hospitality for hotels and guest houses in advance of the June bank holiday, and then in terms of the hospitality, both the pub and the food trade, from the start of June then as well for outdoors. So it's a really significant step forward. It will give people a lot more capacity to live their lives as normal and also to travel inter-county. But as always, it's important that we do so in a responsible way and take the increased capacity to interact in a way that continues to manage that risk. But it's really, really important, and I think a great relief for people to see that we're making this great progress. And now with the vaccinations continuing to roll out, that hopefully we'll continue to make great progress towards getting back to a more normal life in the weeks and months ahead.
Are you confident that we would have learned as a society what happened after Christmas, and we would have seen the risks of just going at it too hard too quickly, and that maybe people will step back a bit now because no one wants to go back to the situation we had in January and February?
Yeah, I think that's very much in people's minds, and I think people will reflect that learning as well in terms of how we go forward and make use of the tremendous new capacity we have to live our lives in a more normal way in the time ahead, because I think it's clear we can start to do more and gradually reopen that, but in doing so do all we can and take the precautionary steps to reduce the risk for the virus to spread, because it's still very much a threat, and it's something we have to manage.